This is Thomas B. Warren, bringing you today 5 Gospel Minutes. Take 5 minutes out of your life to listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you will. We've been studying for the past several days on the great question, have you been baptized into Christ? We pointed out that you can actually know that you have been if you find out what the Bible teaches about it and know that you have done it. This is the case because God is, and the Bible is His Word, and God never lies, Hebrews 6:18. He always tells the truth, and therefore, if you learn what the Bible teaches, then you can know that you have been baptized into Christ. Now, as we thought about the various matters that are involved in this baptism, one baptism, as Paul said it in Ephesians 4:4-6, is to know that you have done what the Bible teaches you to do. Now, the Bible teaches that the right element is water. We've gone into quite some detail about that, and we'll not repeat it today. We've also gone into quite some detail about the right way of doing it, that is, by immersion. The one baptism today is not in the Holy Spirit, it's in water. And the one baptism of today is not by immersion, by a sprinkling or pouring, but is by immersion. Now, we've covered those two points rather thoroughly, and we come today to the fact that the one baptism, for you to be baptized with the one baptism, that is to be baptized in the name of Christ or by the authority of Christ, and that is to be baptized into Christ, you must be baptized for the right purpose, that is for the remission of sins. Let's look first of all at some wrong views of the purpose for being baptized. I listen to the radio very often. I read books. I read tracts. I read articles in newspapers. I listen to men preach personally. And I hear many statements that simply do not fit with Bible teaching in regard to the purpose of baptism. And there's really no need for this because the Bible is so clear and simple in its statement of the purpose. Many people simply invent their own purpose for baptism. They do not read the passages in the Bible which clearly teach what the purpose of baptism is. I have challenged many preachers of various denominations, to read to me from the Bible the passage which teaches what the purpose of one's being baptized is. But they never do that. They always try to tell me what they think about it. Or they try to read some passage which doesn't even mention baptism. But friends, while you may learn the purpose of faith, of repentance, or its essentiality by reading passages which mention faith and or repentance, you cannot learn the purpose of baptism by that. You must go to passages which mention baptism. I hear some preachers say, for instance, that baptism is performed, usually they mean on infants, but sometimes adults, merely to be dedicated, to show that you have already dedicated yourself to Christ. Or to show that you have already been saved. Or to show that you are entering a human institution. That is, a denomination. A religious institution or a church, if you will, which has been invented by human beings. Thought of by human beings. Invented by human beings. Established by human beings. A doctrine invented by human beings and maintained merely by human beings. Without any authority from the Bible at all. Now, friends, the correct view of the purpose of one's being baptized is clearly set out in the Bible. We'll have time to look at only one of these passages today. In Mark 16:16, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now, notice carefully, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now, this passage could well have been translated, "He who having believed and having been baptized shall be saved." There's absolutely no way that anyone can give language its fair import and not recognize the essentiality of baptism in order for one to be saved. But again, our time is gone. I'm glad you've been with us. Be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.